You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. Joanne Krulatz explains.
U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican Congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. Same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals in efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system.
And the Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is providing resources for online safety. Lisa Hale has the details.
It includes tips for talking with your children about safe online practices. Sextortion cases are on the rise, where sexually explicit material from the victim is used to threaten and exploit. Teenage boys have been the most common targets in recent cases. More than 100 cyber tips have already been reported so far this year.
And one man is hospitalized in serious condition after being shot in the village of Amherst. On Sunday, the Portage County Sheriff's Office responded to the report to a location on Mill Street. They found 43-year-old Ryan Wojtailwicz, who had sustained a gunshot wound. Officers arrested 42-year-old Justin Wojtailwicz. They found a verbal altercation had broken out between the two men, and it turned physical. Justin was booked into the Portage County Jail on a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. A high fire danger remains in effect today. On Monday, there were 15 wildfires that burned nearly 100 acres. And the biggest one was in Green Lake County. Named the Big Island Fire, it burned nearly 80 acres in Seneca. The fire was reported around midnight on Monday. Wisconsin Rapid Crews were dispatched and Montello is also responding. And the fire is currently not under control. Other fires in Richfield and Princeton burned a total of 10 acres. As well as south in Westfield and Caledonia, fires were started from debris burning and spread, charring multiple acres each. High grass and dead vegetation paired with gusty, dry winds can cause any fire to spread rapidly. And diabetes is common, but some don't even know that they have it. Melissa Kay tells us how you can find out for free while helping save lives by donating blood.
One-third of Americans lack access to regular doctor visits in the U.S. 1 in 10 people have diabetes, and nearly a quarter of those are undiagnosed. The American Red Cross is working to help inform those who don't have access to regular care by offering free diabetes testing to donors during the month of March. The free A1C testing screens for diabetes and pre-diabetes. This valuable information can help you maintain your health and well-being. You can schedule a donation in March to receive this free testing by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
And there's an exotic pet surrender event happening later this month. It's on Friday, March 28th, where you can bring your exotic pet that you no longer are able to care for. You can do this from noon to 3. Just bring your pets right to the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Stevens Point. They'll accept fish, invertebrates, reptiles, pet birds, small mammals, and plants, with no questions asked. Protests took place in many towns across Wisconsin on Friday, including Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa Kay was there.
A group of about a dozen people gathered on the East Riverview Expressway Friday afternoon.
Well, we got tired of hearing the news, and we decided we needed to do something, and this is what we came up with.
Protesters walked up and down the bridge with signs that read, "Save our democracy, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare," among other demands.
We're exercising our right for peaceful protest, keeping it legal.
One attendee said it was a spur-of-the-moment idea, and they're hoping to do it again.
Hope to get more people every time.
In speaking with organizers after the protest wrapped up, they said while some who passed them on the bridge made rude gestures, they saw many more thumbs up and peace signs, along with horn honks and cheerful waves.
And disabled voters won't be able to receive absentee ballots by email after a court ruling. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity.
And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has a new record-high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Construction sector jobs increased 700, up 3,900 about a year ago. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. Last week, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days are up. And Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams. We tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet. Such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on 5 Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 30th. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died and, as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring some rain and snow, some heavy snow potentially through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking snow amounts of about 3 to 6, maybe 7 or 8 inches with heavier amounts to the northwest. We'll be watching that one. Today, though, mostly cloudy, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.